I'm Marcela Sanchez. A fourth person has died of Legionnaire's disease in New York City. Health officials say some cooling towers that tested positive for the bacteria are in city-run buildings. The outbreak in central Harlem has affected dozens since it began in late July. And Attorney General Pam Bondi has named the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration as Washington's Emergency Police Commissioner. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Bondi says DEA head Terry Cole will assume powers and duties vested in the District of Columbia Police Chief, and that the Metropolitan Police Department must get Cole's approval before issuing any orders. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwalb is calling Bondi's directive unlawful and says it cannot be followed by the city's police force. Mayor Muriel Bowser wrote on social media that there is no statute that conveys the district's personnel authority to a federal unit. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump will be meeting face-to-face today with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Alaska. Yesterday, Putin praised what he called Trump's energetic and sincere efforts to stop the war in Ukraine. In an AP interview, the German Marshall Fund's David Salvo says he worries about how much Putin will be able to sway Trump toward Russia's views on the war's end.
There are serious risks. The first is that the United States sort of accepts lock, stock, and barrel Russian views on what the end game should look like in Ukraine. That's number one. Number two is, you know, there is some sort of agreement, let's say it's a ceasefire, which is good. We should welcome a ceasefire, but without anything that would reassure Ukraine or our European friends that Russia simply won't reconstitute, regroup its forces, and attack Ukraine or even another European country down the road.
President Volodymyr Zelensky will not be included in today's talks. This is AP News. The upcoming LA Games are set to break with a long-standing Olympic tradition on stadium naming rights. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
Organizers of the Los Angeles Olympics will sell naming rights for a handful of its venues in deals expected to bring multiple millions of dollars to the 2028 Games. The decision breaks down the International Olympic Committee's long sacrosanct policy of keeping brand names off its stadiums. The organizing committee says contracts are already in place with two of its founding partners, Honda and Comcast. LA 28 chairman and CEO Casey Wasserman tells the AP that revenue from the deals goes above what's in LA's current $6.9 billion budget. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And rapper Sean Kingston is scheduled to be sentenced in South Florida today after being convicted of a $1 million fraud scheme. More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez.